are going to be broadcasting today's Midget Division Championship game between Stone Cold and ATF Grindstone. This promises to be a good one, although I don't know if it could be any better than the Bantam game that we just witnessed.
Yeah, it could be, but I don't see it right now. I mean, that was a very excellent game, exciting game for the finish for the last game. Stone Cold comes in with one loss on this against they played ATF on Wednesday, and it lost a very, very, very close game. I think it was 4-3. So if ATF wins this, it's all over with. Stone Cold wins. We live to fight another day tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to a very, very tight game like it was Wednesday night.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a tight game, and it's going to be a very physical game. Both of these teams are very, very familiar with one another. I think I've seen them play each other a couple times just in the past week and a half. And, like I said, they're just very familiar with one another. They know each other so well. That's a unique thing about these guys playing hockey here is as they come up through the ranks, by the time you reach the midget ranks, the division we're watching today, most of these guys have played with one another on the same teams at some point in their hockey careers, whether it was Mike, Squirt, Pee-wee, Bantam, somewhere along the way. So they know each other.
Yeah, what's good about being in a house league, especially for the kids here, everybody knows everybody else. They know their tendencies. It makes it for a very tight hockey game both ways. So, it's going to be a good game.
Yep, absolutely. And like I said, these are the first and second place teams from the regular season. So they've won a lot of games. They won their share of games. They played a lot of good hockey since this thing started back in December. Hard to believe we're at the point of the year where hockey's just about done in Bad Axe for the season.
It's just about done here in the old barn. They're going to tear down the boards and melt the ice, and we're going to start selling cattle again. So, we're just about ready here for a puck drop in about a half minute or so. They've spent the better part of 4 or 5 months just beating each other up. And, it's come to this. It's either do or die for Stone Cold. And ATF wins, we're all done.
Yep, and this promises to be a very good game. Typically in these midget games, we tend to see a little bit more physicality, a little bit more hitting going on in these games. Just the nature of it, the speed is going to be a little bit increased. These are fun games to watch.
I absolutely love watching midget games because these kids are full of testosterone. They just want to go out. They want to hit something. Being here in the barn where you can't really hit against the boards, it seems like the hits are more violent when they're open ice hits. So, I'm really looking forward to watching this game today and bringing it to you, the listeners out there in Cruise 102 land. And we're just about ready to get this thing going.
Yep, we got both teams getting set up around center ice, getting ready to drop the puck as the midget championship game is underway. And there it is, and the first face-off is going to be controlled by Stone Cold as they dump it down into the zone. Grindstone clears it. Here comes Grindstone. They're going to be moving right to left across your radio dial. They dump it in, and we're going to see probably a little neutral zone hockey for a little bit for the first few minutes as these two teams kind of get warmed up. Grindstone skating it in along the right side of the boards, keeping in the zone, a centering pass, but that's going to be knocked away by Stone Cold. Matt Schooley is on the move. Tyler Stonecipher comes up, and he gets a shot off. Didn't have much on it, and a rebound. Schooley pops it up over the top shelf. And very quickly, Stone Cold is on the board with a quick goal.
Matt Schooley, 21, was just in the right place at the right time. Kenneth Pankow was down on the ice trying to cover the bottom half of the net, and Schooley just put it over top of him. So we've got a 1-0 game.
1-0 game, first blood drawn quickly by Stone Cold as we're back out in the neutral zone. Stone Cold controlling the puck. They get it out of their zone. Back onto the stick of Grindstone. And they try to center and get it out of the zone. Stone Cold keeps it in. There's another shot that goes wide of the net. Puck is cleared out of the zone by Grindstone. Sosnowski shovels it backhand down deep into the Grindstone zone. And we're just kind of playing a little back and forth here. Put it, dump it back in, but that's going to be an offside call. Grindstone just did not clear the zone. They had a player stuck in there. And this is going to be, looks like an intentional offside. It's going to come all the way down into the Stone Cold zone. Yeah, if you don't make an effort to get out of the zone when that puck's being sent back in, they're going to get you for an intentional, and that's going to be way back down here. Grindstone wins the faceoff. And right there, top shelf, Grindstone scores. That centering pass just kind of squeezed through a few players. And it ended up on the stick of, who was that, John?
It was Roman Welton.
And ended up on the stick of Roman Welton, and he top shelfed it over Shane Maurer. Not much Maurer could do with that one, and we're 1-1. So the quick advantage is erased. We are knotted up as Grindstone works to get the puck back in the zone. It's out in the neutral zone center ice. That shot's deflected wide. Grindstone hanging on to it. Centering pass. Unable to be controlled by Grindstone. But they're still keeping in the zone. Stone Cold clears the zone. Stone Cipher with the puck. That one gets knocked away. Joey Amon rips a shot, and that is stopped by Pankow. Working hard behind the net. Here comes a puck. It's really not possessed by anybody. Centering pass to Joey Amon. He can't quite handle it. He fires it back across the ice. Stone Cold doing a good job holding the puck in. Grindstone now controls, and they try to shovel it out. That's not going to get out, though. Langley shoots it wide left. Schooley back out there with a centering pass. That's intercepted by Grindstone. Little contact in the middle of the ice. And here comes Grindstone on the move. That one's knocked away by Sosnowski for Stone Cold. And he clears his own. And that's going to travel back down deep into the Grindstone zone. But last touch by Grindstone. Both teams going to get a line change. And Grindstone with a head of steam. And that one just out of the reach. A long pass ends up an icing call. That's going to come back down into the Grindstone zone. Gehring just couldn't quite get it on the tape of his teammate, and it just went a little bit long. Both teams set up for the faceoff. Stone Cold wins a faceoff, but Grindstone quickly on top of the puck. Skating it out, it's Gehring, number 13. He tries a centering pass, but that doesn't quite get through. Stone Cold clears his own. They send the puck all the way down, and we're going to have an icing call. And with that 1-1, we're going to go to a break. Stay tuned, WLAW 102.1 Midget Hockey.
Man, I'm freezing. It's cold in here.
Honey, it's an ice rink. It's supposed to be cold. I'll bet Raps and Refrigeration keeps this place cool. They've been servicing commercial, institutional, and industrial refrigeration systems for years.
Raps and Refrigeration? How do you know that?
How do you not know that? They've been servicing the Upper Thumb of Michigan since 1953. They're fully licensed and family-owned and operated. Their knowledge of equipment technology lets them offer total project management for whatever the client's needs are. And Raps and Refrigeration belongs to many industry organizations, which means they're always current with what's going on in the heating and cooling industry.
How do you know so much about Raps and Refrigeration?
They fixed the furnace at work last month.
They do heating too? They need to warm this place up. What's the number?
269-7291. But honey...
269-7291?
But honey, they can't warm up the rink. The ice would melt.
To the Huron County Ice Arena, today's Midget Championship. We're all tied up at one apiece here between Stone Cold and ATF Grindstone. Both teams are near their benches as we are going to come down here for a face-off. It's going to take place in the Stone Cold zone after an icing call. Both teams get set up for the face-off.